It's been nearly a week since the special counsel Robert Mueller delivered his report on the Russia investigation to the Attorney General, William Barr, and all we know about the report is what's in Barr's four-page summary. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi commented on that today.
No, thank you, Mr. Attorney General. We do not need your interpretation. Show us the report, and we can draw our own conclusions. We don't need you interpreting for us. It was condescending, it was arrogant, and it wasn't the right thing to do.
The Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, says Barr told him the report from Mueller is hundreds of pages long, but less than 1,000. Democrats are trying to get the full report released, but Barr says he won't meet their deadline of next week. Washington Post national political reporter Robert Costa joins us now. Hi, Robert.
Good to be with you.
Now, you're in contact with White House officials and lawmakers. Is the White House worried about releasing the full report, even though the president says he's okay with it?
They are concerned inside of the West Wing, but they also believe that they could cite executive privilege to try to protect aspects of this document from public release. So they are in negotiations right now through the Department of Justice of figuring out what could be in this report, what might they want to cite as something that doesn't deserve to be viewed by the public. But the counter to all of that, the challenge for this White House, is that Congress has a huge role to play and they want to see this release made public.
Well, and in fact, Lindsey Graham, who's been an ally recently of President Trump, says that he doesn't think that they're going to use executive privilege to stop this report from getting out there.
And there's also an acknowledgement when you talk to officials close to President Trump that this document will likely be leaked anyway, or it will be released to Congress eventually. So the administration politically has a choice to make. How much do they really want to fight this, knowing that the public release is almost all but certain at some point?
Well, and as you said, Congress has a role to play here, and many Republicans have come out and said they want the full report released. In fact, a group of Republicans is now running an ad on Fox News quoting Republican lawmakers who once called for the full release of the report. Here's a little bit of that ad.
I think the report needs to be made public.
I would like for as much as possible of the Mueller report to be open.
And so we want to learn as much as we possibly can.
It's really important that this report be made public.
You hear Marco Rubio in there, Ted Cruz, Mitch McConnell. What are Republicans who have said that in the past thinking now?
Republicans know that President Trump is their ticket to 2020. If they have any chance of winning the presidency, he's still the incumbent. He's their person to help lift all boats across the party. At the same time, politically, they want to move on from the Mueller investigation. They want to talk about issues like health care, talk about the economy. And to be able to do that politically, you have to just move on. And to move on, many Republicans do believe the Mueller report, to some extent, should be released to the public. The question now for these Republicans is there something in this document, in this Mueller report, about possible obstruction of justice that's embarrassing to the president, embarrassing to Republicans, and they're a little nervous about that even as they call for it to be publicly released?
Well, just to remind people, according to William Barr, the attorney general, Mueller found no evidence of conspiracy with Russians, but on the issue of obstruction of justice, Mueller did not exonerate the president. However, Barr did. Do you think Democrats will subpoena the report? And if they do, will they get it?
Democrats have many options in front of them. They could issue a subpoena for the report. They can call up the attorney general to Capitol Hill to testify. Chairman Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee has already said he's spoken with the attorney general, talked about possibly having him come up to testify if necessary. You could also see Democrats try to bring up special counsel Robert Mueller, who has been so silent throughout this process.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that they haven't come out right away and said that they're going to do that? They're being a little more careful about the idea of calling Robert Mueller to testify.
So far, Democrats, led by Speaker Pelosi, who is a savvy political operative, are trying to move forward and not be seen as overreaching. You think about Speaker Pelosi. She's been in the House for decades. She looks back at the Republican experience with President Obama, with President Clinton in the 90s, when they moved to impeach President Clinton in the House. She knows that there's a political cost for any House majority that seems to be, quote, going after the president, and that people are sensitive to a House majority going after a president. If they want to be seen as moving in a judicious way, and not moving toward impeachment, rushing toward that, not rushing to call up Barr or Mueller to testify. They want to see if they can get these documents on their own first.
Well, and they seem to be, the Democrats do, pretty happy that the conversation has shifted in part to back to health care, which was very good for them during the midterm elections. One more point, though, on the Mueller report and the Barr letter. Many conservatives are telling President Trump not to gloat about what happened last week. But here he is on Fox News last night.
Now that they see the Mueller report, where you look at their finding, I mean, the finding was very, very strong. No collusion, no obstruction, no Russia, no nothing. And it's great.
And the president has talked about investigating the people behind the Mueller investigation. They want the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, to lose his chairmanship. What about that, this move on offense from the White House? And do you think they'll get some of the things they're asking for?
It's real, but Republicans tell me they need to be careful. When I speak to congressional leaders and congressional Republicans, they say, look, is there a lot of anger out there inside the White House among Republican-based voters about the Mueller investigation? Of course there is. But does that mean that Republicans should push to call for what they call a second special counsel, another investigation, this time to investigate the Justice Department and the process of investigating Secretary Clinton's emails and the process of investigating President Trump? Senator Graham of South Carolina has talked about that second special counsel idea, but so far Republicans are hesitant of really rallying behind it and look more for the Oversight Committee and the Republicans there, like Mark Meadows of North Carolina, a top ally of President Trump, to try to be an attack dog and go after the DOJ's leadership and look back and try to see what really happened from a Republican perspective.
Okay, so if the conversation does change, one of the things that it may change to is health care. And we were talking about it the last couple of days because the Department of Justice came out and said, now we're in favor of the courts overturning all of Obamacare. A lot of Republicans seem to be mystified by the president saying once again yesterday that he will try to get the entire Affordable Care Act repealed and he will replace it with what he called a great plan, although we have no details about what that is. Why is he trying to shift focus back to something that he failed at before?
It's jarring for many Republicans to see this sudden shift to health care so soon after the Mueller report has been completed. Many Republican sources of mine wish the president would just talk about the attorney general's summary this week and not try to move on to a complicated issue like health care, but move on to health care he did, in part urged by acting chief of staff in the White House, Mick Mulvaney, who's more of a conservative ideologue than others inside of the White House. And he believes that this is a moment to use political capital to revive the health care issue. But it comes with real political challenges because Democrats on the 2020 presidential campaign trail love to talk about health care. And they believe protecting the Affordable Care Act could be a real winner for them ahead of 2020.
And has there been some backroom work on a new plan? Because the Republicans were not able to come up with a plan last time to replace Obamacare with.
There are plans floating around there, but from people like Senator Alexander of Tennessee, but there's no coherent Republican plan. In fact, the House Minority Leader, a Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, has warned the president there's not really a plan out there. This isn't the most politically strategic thing to be doing right now. So you could see this whole process stall if Republicans get uneasy about this revival.
And one more thing. What about pardons for some of the people that have been convicted, including Paul Manafort, in the entire Russia investigation? Do you think the president is likely to pardon them?
Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, tells me the president isn't actively considering pardons, but that keywords actively. The president has it on his mind. Top Trump allies tell me it's unlikely that the president pardons Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, because that would be seen as political mistake because many Republicans don't want to be out there defending Paul Manafort, this former lobbyist. They do say a pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could be more viable politically because he's seen as someone who's been a victim of the whole investigation, at least in the eyes of Republicans.
That is Washington Post national political reporter Robert Costa. Thanks as always.
Thank you.